Are we entering a golden age of political satire? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matt Fotis, assistant professor and co-chair of the theater department at Albright College, discusses this art form in the age of post-truth.
Donald Trump's presidency is ushering in a new era in American politics, and with it, a new era in political satire, the age of post-truth. With Trump railing against the press on a seemingly daily basis and tweeting his own facts, satire is poised to play an important role during his presidency. But what will post-truth satire look like in Trump's America? Though it is relatively young in its present form, satirizing presidential politics has undergone a radical shift in recent years. Many of the earliest presidential satirists sought to illuminate the absurd within the real. Through the latter half of the 20th century, presidential satirists mainly worked to amplify their targets, making them more extreme, more out of touch, more absurd. The truth these satirists sought was not found in the real, but in the absurd amplification of the real. After 9/11 and during George W. Bush's presidency, satire began to shift. The truth became harder to find, thanks in part to the secrecy of the Bush White House and the patriotically correct reporting of the media, who seemed tentative to question lest they be seen as unpatriotic. With the campaign of Donald J. Trump pushing all notions of normal to the wayside, satirists have attacked Trump in much the same way Tina Fey attacked Sarah Palin, by repeating Trump's own words. While SNL and others, most notably his Republican primary challengers and Hillary Clinton, have tried to use Trump's words against him to amplify the real behind the absurd, the strategy has proven largely ineffective, both politically and satirically. So how can satire succeed in the age of post-truth? By satirizing it. Satire has always sought to reveal truth, and in our current climate, that charge has never been more important or seemingly more difficult.
That was Matt Fotis of Albright College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.